בסדר, כלים, we're learning a kashrus over here, because it's with us kelim. כלים הבאים במגע עם מזון בשלבי הכנתו הראשוניים, עדיין המזון צריך הכנה נוספת לאחר השימוש בכלי. If you have a vessel, they use it with the food itself. But after you finish using it, it's still you need more preparation for the food. It's not ready to be eaten. It's not prepared, it's not ready to be eaten like that. For example, if you have a ma'aruch, what do you call ma'aruch?
Rolling pin.
A rolling, what?
Rolling pin.
Rolling pin.
Pin with a P?
Okay.
Okay, rolling pin, for example, is made out of metal. It touches the food, but it's not ready-made food, only food, you still have to bake it.
Raw.
It's raw dough.
Not, right, it's raw dough. It's not, you can't afterwards, you can't eat it directly after rolling, right?
Right.
To put it in the oven. Or, for example, napa, a sifter. A sifter also, if it has it with metal. Napa. Also, you're touching the food, but still after you sift it, you can't really use the food yet. You also take it to the mikvah, but you don't make a bracha. Also a peeler. A peeler that's used, if you have a specific peeler, which is used only for potatoes. Okay? You have certain peelers that use the work well on potatoes. Okay? For example. So that kind of peeler, also you need to take it to the mikvah, but without a bracha. Why? Because when you peel the potato, it's not ready to be eaten yet by most humans.
Use a peeler just for one thing.
There's certain peelers in the kitchens. There's certain peelers, which are this peeler for avaniot and pepper.
Why, can you tear raw?
No.
You can.
You can if you
don't. Most people do not, but you can.
You really want to.
Has more vitamin C, but it's not cooked.
Yeah, but the body is not so good. I don't know how.
It's okay. I use the same peeler for potatoes, for carrots, for apples.
I have two types of peelers in there. One for thicker things, one for thin. Because the thick one, it takes off half the, a lot of the fruit, a lot of the thing I'm peeling. Yeah, so that kind of thing. Things which you use the thing, you're peeling, let's say, a cucumber, you want to peel a cucumber or something with this peeler. Mm-hmm. So after you peel it, right away you can eat the cucumber. So that kind of peeler, of course, needs to go to the mikvah with the bracha. Okay? Or pumpia. You know what pumpia is?
Grater.
Also, you grate a lot of things you can grate and eat right away, like carrots.
Cheese,
right? Whatever it is. You have to go take it in the mikvah with the bracha. But
I know where you do tefillah without a bracha.
Oh, what?
The graters you do tefillah without a bracha.
Why without a bracha?
They're made out of plastic.
You don't need to tell it.
Your post can say you do, because it's hard to say you can reuse.
I said, most post can say you don't need to tell it. Soon we'll speak about the type of what's made out. Okay. Also, for just more examples, you have egg beater. Also, you're taking the mikvah without a bracha. Yeah? Egg beater. To make it
whisk.
Ketzef, yeah?
Yetzah ketzef.
כלים המשמשים לאחסון מזון. Yeah, if you have boxes and stuff which are used just for storage, right? You make salad, you put it in the thing and put it in the fridge. You don't eat from it. You have to take it out, put it in your plate.
Tell that to the children.
תמיד מזון עטוף. So if you always put the food in there wrapped, the food itself is wrapped, they don't have to take it at all. Right? It's always in a bag, for example. But if not, right, you put it directly on the food, directly onto the vessel itself, the glass or that. You put it, then you have to make, of course, take it in the mikvah.
What about if it's
one second? Right? If it's just, yeah, for cookie board, for cookie jar. It's made of glass, let's say.
Yeah.
Only if it's made of glass. Let's say it's made of glass.
There's glass.
Or metal, whatever, or metal.
Right.
Stuff which has to go to the mikvah.
Right.
And if food touches it, but it's just for
storage.
They take it to the mikvah without a bracha. Only something which you're going to eat from, like we said before, you make a bracha.
Right, but given it's a cookie jar.
Yeah, fine. Still, it's not considered a year. It's still a storage. Meat? What do you mean? One second. If sometimes you bring it to the table, sometimes you use it as a serving dish, and sometimes you use it as a jar, as a just storage jar, in that situation, you have to make a bracha on the kli. Only if it's used only for storage, then you take it and make it without a bracha. But if it's used for storage and sometimes you also serve with it, eat with it at the table, then you have to make
a bracha.
What?
Cookie jar, you said you don't have to.
So it depends on the situation.
It's only used for storage.
Storage, you know, it's a tevel without a bracha. Tevel without a bracha.
Most of them are glass, that's what
happened.
Glass?
Most of them are glass. Some of them are, I saw a chalcina.
What?
Ceramic.
Yeah,
it's all ceramic. Yeah?
Ceramic, there's metal.
There's also metal, right? Metal ones with like with the cap, like the caps that's on top.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
With those candy things. Kisuya kelim. If what's considered that sometimes you bring it to the table, sometimes not. Less than every in a tadirut, what do you mean tadirut? In a
frequency.
Frequency of every more than once every 30 days, consider already have taken the mikvah of bracha. But if it's only once every 30 days, bememutza, then you have taken the mikvah without a bracha. Okay, kisuya kelim shederach ha'achal yinguah b'hem. If you have a cover that usually the food touches it, chayavim adbala kmo al kli atzmo. It also has taken to the mikvah with the bracha and everything like the kli itself. Aval kli ha'meshamesh kebasis לכלי ואינו מחובר לו בקביעות אין צריך הדבלה. But if you have a base for a kli and it's not usually attached to it, yeah, you can use it without it. For example, the bottom of the kumkum, right? It's a kli for the kumkum, but you don't have to take it to the mikvah. Only the kli that the water is in it, you have to take it to the mikvah. The kli, or you have under a wonder pot, you have a kli that's under the wonder pot. It holds the wonder pot over the fire. Also that, you don't have to give it for at all. Okay. Kli ha-meshamesh le-hadakha o le-agalat klei seuda, yesh omrim shehu bichlal klei seuda. Ma ze? Any mussag? Kli ha-aya. Kli ha-meshamesh le-hadakha. If you have a kli le-hadakha, it's used like a bath thing that you put your dishes in it.
Yeah.
30 dishes in it.
Yeah,
but it's made out of glass or out of metal, right? Or a kli that's used for la-agala, just for agala, you use it. Yesh omrim that it's bichlal kli seuda, and you have to table it with the bracha and everything. Yeshomim, I don't know what you do with Yeshomim. Now we're talking about Chomarei HaKelim. The type, the material of what the vessel is made out of. Klei matachot chayavim ba'atbala min haTorah. If it's made out of metal, all types of metal, it's midorah. Ah, it's not the Rabbanan. Yosef, listen. You must listen to this. Klei matachot, if it's made out of metal, chayavim ba'atbala min haTorah. It's a deoraita. You must take it to the mikvah midoraita.
Of course.
Ubichlal matachot, what's considered metal? So we said already, zahav, gold, kesef, nechoshet, barzel, vdil, oferet, pach. You know what pach is? What's on the car? Tin? The car is made out of tin?
Cans,
right? Plada, stainless steel, nairosta, ushar matachot, anything which is considered a metal, you take it to the mikveh.
By physics, calcium is also metal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You have a vessel made of calcium? Your teeth are made of calcium. כלי אלומיניום וכלי אמייל מטבילים ולא ברכה. Aluminum, stuff which is coated with emile. Emile, enamel, you say in English, right? Enamel?
Yeah.
Enamel, so you take it to the mikvah without a bracha.
So, like our teeth are made of enamel.
Also, our teeth are made of enamel?
Yeah, they call it enamel.
Right, but what we're talking about is porcelain enamel, which is basically glass.
So, we don't take our teeth to the mikvah? I take my teeth to the mikvah every day.
Open your mouth then?
What? No. I do go to the cold water, and I try to go as early as possible, but still. Kelim atachtiim l'shimush chad pa'ami. Now chad pa'ami. Okay? Chad pa'ami is disposable metal. Yeah, like we have the disposable pans, right? You need to do that in mikvah or not. First of all, it has to be kosher, like we said. Why? Because a lot of times they smear on it all kinds of fats from all kinds of animals that we don't eat. So it has to be kosher. Usually they have extras. Okay. So now, if you're using it once, of course, you don't need to take it to the mikveh. And a lot of places you say that you never need to take it to the mikveh. He here is very machmir. And he says that if you want to use it again and again, then you have to take the mikvah without a bracha. But it's a big chumrah. A lot of poskim don't hold this. The Moshe Feinstein says, "No, you don't hold this. We don't take it to the mikvah." Okay. Yeah, the Maaseh, we don't take it. If you want, you can take it into the mikvah without a bracha if you're going to use it more than once. But Moshe Feinstein is matir, so why headache? Why have a headache? Okay. Klei zchuchit chayvim batbala midrabanan im beracha. It's made out of glass, so it's not deraisa. Midrabanan, you have to take it to the mikvah and make a bracha also on it. Yeah. Yeah, most places he says the rabban. What?
So you don't make a bracha on glass?
And you make a bracha.
And bracha on glass?
Yeah.
All glass?
All glass. Durlex, Pyrex, Yena glass.
What's Yena glass?
I have no idea. Kurl of all kufel. I don't know.
So glass you don't make a bracha?
No, of course you make a bracha.
Glass in the mikvah?
Yeah. Yeah, glass cups. Make a bracha on them. Ine, shachor gabe lavan, you have a professor in front of you.
Nice.
Seif Chabdalet, klei zchuchit chayvim bahatbala midrabanan im bracha. Okay. If you have porcelain or china or ceramic, right, with they're coated with glass, they're glazed, as you call them, right? Some say you don't need to take it to the mikvah. And some say you do without a bracha. Lemaise, you don't have to. If you want, you could take it to the mikvah without a bracha. Because it's like kli cheres. Glass, if it breaks, you could fix. But these things, if it breaks, you can't fix them. Lemaise, you also throw away the glass if it breaks. But you could also fix it. Lemaise, the heat with that thing. You could fix it up.
Something about having a broken dish.
Is it a thing like that?
It's
really weird.
Broken dishes,
you can repair it with epoxy or with super glue, but it really doesn't work that
what
well.
What did you hear? What did you hear?
You have a dish with like a whole chip or something.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have it in the house.
Why? Well, if I throw away my dish, I have to throw all my dishes. I won't have to sell advice. So
I'm mistaken.
Your mother-in-law? Really? I have to ask her.
Thanks. I'll double check.
Your mother-in-law is a tzaddik, because she does a lot of things.
No, so.
I don't know. I think if I throw away the dishes, my wife will be upset. So that's why I leave all the chip ones. So, yeah. Ask your mother-in-law, I don't know. What do you want from me? You do it with me.
Yeah.
Unrelated. Top. Okay. It's my mother. Top. בקבוקי זכוכית גדולים המיועדים לאחסון יין מדבינים על הברכה. בקבוקי זכוכית, if you have big glass bottles, which is for you want your to hold wine in them, to put them in a storage room, right? You take them big without a bracha. Okay, we said already. China, ceramic. If it's not coated, of course you don't take the mikvah. Stone, earthenware. Right? Stone, ware. Okay.
Did I ask you about
woodenware? All these things. Nial, paper, nylon, plastic. And they don't need to go to the mikvah. Plastic. Even though there are those who say they have to take the mikvah without a bracha, it's pashat aminag that we don't have to take the mikvah. So if you want to get into the mikvah, you don't have to.
Did I ask you about glass jars that you'd be using?
Glass jars? What do you mean glass jars that you use?
I have pickles in the store.
Ah, in a
jar. Another jar. Next time I got olives.
Here, soon we talk to you about
now that jar I'm using.
That's the next page.
That's for, like, with mason jars.
Or you buy a grape juice, you have a grape juice bottle, and want to refill it.
For water.
Yeah, so let's see, it's the next
sometimes there's a label on it. Crazy to take it off.
It's the whole label.
Right.
It's something small, it's not even chatzitz.
It's not? So you can do it with the label if you have
it.
If it's meant to stay on, then
it's part of the key part of the queen.
For a while it starts to peel off.
Kelim meshulavim u'murkavim. Now we're going to talk about the material of the kli. Is that a mikveh, Asha? Are you a mikveh?
Mm.
Aver
atu. That's what you do if you want to make people think
of it. I thought you put the spray on.
Yeah, you just put some
mikveh water. Kli ha'murkav mishilum shel shnei minei chomarim. האחד חייב הטבלה והשני לא חייב, וקודם כל יש להטבילות. If you have a vessel which is made out of two types of material, one type is it has to go to the mikvah, and the other type doesn't have to go. For example, wood and metal. They have a lot of times wood and metal, right? Still you have to take the mikvah and make a bracha. Okay?
Together.
You put it together.
Such as a knife with a wooden handle.
Or a pot with a wooden handle.
Food processor with a plastic top with a metal blade.
Exactly. במידה והחלק הטעון הטבלה הינו החלק העיקרי בכלי ואי אפשר להשתמש בכלי בלעדיו, כמו כן הוא החלק הרבה מגע הזו מטבילי את הכלי כולו בברכה. Of course, if the main part that you want to use has to go to the mikvah, for example, the blade, right? The plastic piece without the blade is nothing, right? So the main thing is the blade. So of course you take the mikvah and you make a bracha. A thermos also. Thermos, the plastic ones with the glass inside. Still, you take it to the mikvah and you make a bracha on it. Okay. Kli asui mechomer she'eino tzeich hatbala. If you have a kli that's made out of a material that does not go to the mikvah. Aval eino metzupe mibayit umchutz bechomer matachti. But it is coated from the outside and from the inside with a material which is a metal. You take it to the mikvah with a bracha. I don't know an example for that. Give me an example for a vessel like that.
A vessel that
in itself. Then it's plastic, let's say. It doesn't have to go to the mikvah. Or it's wood. And it's coated with metal.
Make a bowl like that.
Make a bowl like that?
Okay. Yeah.
So that, then you take it to the mikvah with the bracha. But if only the inside is coated and the outside is not, you take it to the mikvah without a bracha. If it's coated with glass, then you can take it to the mikvah without a bracha, even if it's coated from both sides. Okay? But again, we said already, if it's just the coat, like we said, like the ceramic and stuff, a lot of people, you don't have to take it to the mikvah. Yeah, you don't have to take it to the mikvah. And even if you want to, you could without a bracha.
What about like something made out of clay, let's say?
Right. It's
like I went to Hodu, and when I was in Hodu, they were serving chai with that was in clay cups.
And just plain clay?
Just regular clay.
Was it glazed?
From the earth.
From the earth. It doesn't have to go to the mikvah. That's just, for you were near the other day, so we said that anyway, it doesn't have to go to the mikvah, because who owns it? A goy. So anyway, that's good. Only if it's yours for your personal use,
right.
And it goes to the mikvah. You mean a guy bought for, he has a store and he bought a lot of cups. He doesn't have to get the mikvah. Only a personal, the guy who buys it for himself.
Right.
Yeah. If you have a vessel which is has a thick layer of a paint on it, still, you take it to the mikvah. Why? Because you go according to what it's made out of, not according to what the paint is made out of. Okay, now we're going to the question that Yosef asked before. Arizot tzitzanot v'kufsaot. These are the packagings that you buy in the store. And now you want to reuse them. You buy a pickle, like in America, they sell pickles in the glass. Also here they have a little bit. Usually they have in cans, but also they have some in the metal, in the glass.
Yeah.
Huh?
First time you buy it in a jar, that was...
Where? Oh, but you could buy in the supermarket.
First time in New York.
When were you last in New York?
No.
I'm talking about 40 years ago.
Okay. At Mr. Zoll's, I bought a glass pickle jar.
Yeah, they have. That's what they don't have. They have also here. Anyway.
Now, the question I have is...
You want to reuse it. Does it have to go to the mikvah or not? Well,
not only that, but my wife... made pickles for her first time in her life.
No.
Do I say a shekianu on it?
No, it's a shekianu pickles.
Because I was so happy.
Ah, you could buy a fruit and say shekianu on the pickles, but not to say stam shekianu. Ma'achalim u'matzarem azonu meshubakim kshenotunim tzitzanot u'mzadach u'mzadach bala. Right? So you have foods. All type of foods. Yeah? Ochel. That they're meshubak. Yeah, they sell them in the stores, in the jars, and the jars are chayav to go to the mikvah. They're a material that chayav to go to the mikvah. For example, you have also, we said already, glass, you have Nescafe, it's metal, right? You have to want to reuse it afterwards. Kvaker, yeah, Shibot HaChuar, Echomim?
Oats.
Also, a lot of times they sell them in, those from England, they come in a metal thing, right? Okay.
So for
one second, let's see what the halacha is. Yes, shomrim she'en chovah la'orken et kolotam miyad im ptichatam amunat le'adbir et ha'ariza rak mutar le'achol mitocha mikom mitocha ha'ariza en lechayim et ha'ozor mitocha. Some say that you don't have to, and that's the halacha, you don't have to empty out now the food and then before you use it and take it to the mikvah and then bring it back home and put it. Nah, you don't have to. You can use it with it, but don't heat things up in it. Don't use it, don't heat things in it. Just, you can use it directly from it, no problem. Not to heat it up. Okay. But that's, so as long as you're taking out the food, you don't have to take it in the mikvah. But once you empty it all out, yeah, then don't put the food back in, you know, without taking it to the mikvah. First, take it to the mikvah. Okay.
Any jar.
One second. Since even if they're made out of glass or metal, and you emptied it out, you want to put something else in it right now, right? The vaday shetzrichim atpala bivracha. Re'ara. One second. Yeah. Okay. Now, if it's made out of kufsat shimurim, how do you call it shimurim?
Preserves.
Kufsat shimurim. Okay.
Preserves.
What's that called?
Preserves.
Shimurim are called preserves?
Metal.
Like pickles in Israel come in a tuna a can, cans. It's made like in a can. That again you don't have to take to the mikvah. Why not? How do you open the can?
You destroy the top.
Exactly. You make the kli. Until you don't open it, there's no kli. What's a kli? What's a kli? What's a vessel that it contains something? You could put something in and take something out. If it's sealed, it's not a kli. So when you tear it open, you made the kli. If you made the kli, it doesn't have to go to the mikvah. Right? Which kli has to go to the mikvah? If a goy made it, if you made it,
does that go to the mikvah? When you got that one, it was also sealed.
What?
When you get the jar, it's
also sealed. No, it's not sealed. It's sealed.
Airtight.
Yeah, they don't think it's sealed. There's a vessel and there's a cap. Mm-hmm. Just they put the cap on and they sealed it.
So they buy a soda can, you don't need a tola because you made it.
Right, you made it.
What about the tins that have that little
it's still sealed. It's still sealed. It's still sealed. They just make a little
perforation.
Right, just so it's easier to pull, but it's still sealed.
They didn't put it on.
It's exactly like a can because the way they make it is they put it on, then they put a lid on it. A lip on it.
Right.
Just like and so you have to actually break the seat. You have to break the can, either using a can opener or using force, because you're forcing it down to opening it up. You're forcing the.
Is it just glass and metal that you need to take to the mikvah?
Yeah.
So nothing like these cups.
No, paper doesn't need. We said paper doesn't need. Plastic doesn't need. Glass and metal. Earthenware doesn't need. Only glass and metal take the mikvah.
Only glass from Israel, Israeli products. Can we assume that the glass is okay if it's made in Israel?
Yeah. Yeah.
They might import the glass.
Oh, if they know if it's imported or not.
No, the glass might be imported, but the product. Should we assume that because of the kashrut, that it's kosher, that the glass was.
What do you mean kosher?
Like a jam. A reba made.
It doesn't mean anything about the glass.
I thought if you want to use the glass again.
You have to get the mikvah, the bracha.
But if it was already done by.
How would you know if it was done? It wasn't done. Happy time.
So
why would they do it?
Why would they do it?
Why would they waste their time to do it?
I don't know.
They don't want it to be reused, they want to sell.
No, I mean, they're not going to put jam in it. You're going to use it for something else.
But who would do it? The person who buys. So he takes it to the mikvah. The people who own the shop, they don't do it. Okay. One more thing. By the way, בשעת הצורך, כאשר המדובר בכלי זכוכית, יש לסמוך על מי שהקל בדין זה. Yeah? If a person, there are those who are mekelim, they are mekel, right? They're lenient regarding if it's glass. It's a glass jar and you don't have another jar right now and it's almost Shabbos and where are you going to put the food now? That's the only thing. Fine, you can use it without making it to the mikvah. But the chatchila, of course, you have to take it to the mikvah, make a bracha on last thing. הקונה אריזות מתוצרת חוץ לארץ החייבות בהטבלה על מנת ממרותה מדברי מאכל ומוכרה אינו חייב להדבילה לתחילה. Now if a person, this is obvious but still you're right, so I'll say it. If a person, he buys jars from China, okay? He buys jars and what does he do? And he makes a product here in Israel, kosher product, and he fills it in and he sells it. He doesn't have to take those vessels to the mikvah. Why not? First of all, it's not for his personal use. Like we learned before, if it's not for your personal use, you don't have to, there's not chayav taking the mikvah, but he's filling them in and he's selling it to people.
If he by mistake uses one or buys one and stores his product.
If what?
If he likes the product that he's putting in, right? he's making jam.
So what he used for himself, he has to take the mikvah. But he uses it for himself.
But he can't buy it from the store because it might be one of his glasses. He would have to take it from his supply.
Yeah, I would assume so.
And then use it.
Yeah.
When you take it to the jar, you have nothing in the jar?
Of course.
Okay.
Nothing, clean.
No stickers.
Try to take off all the stickers as much as you can. You make a bracha and you have in mind that you want to take out the purity. So you have to be on the purity. And then...